Welcome to DSL, Date, Sex, and Love, a podcast on provocative topics on love, sex, and dating. This week, I and my guest will be talking about unpopular opinions on relationships, what's in and what's not on sex, plus juicy and hilarious dating scenarios we can totally relate to and learn from. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome again to the Date, Sex, and Love podcast. How am I going to start this? Anyways, before I get into it, I was, thinking, brooding, if I may say, within myself, that how beautiful, wonderful things start out so incredibly miraculous, and then this miraculous thing must come to an end. So on this popular streaming platform that we all watch movies, the one that starts with letter N, yeah, you know it. Don't want to advertise anybody. They are not sponsoring me. Anyways, there is this particular show that I stumbled on, and the show is called Monk. For someone who knows me very well, I love, detective shows, police, fighting crime, justice, legal, all that. I wonder why I'm not a lawyer or a police or something. But to police in Nigeria, oh my God.
Help me! Help me! Help me! Help me! Help me! If they carry me, they go, I don't know.
Don't let us go there. That's another issue. Anyways, I stumbled on the show called Monk. And I remember back then in 2000 and 1999, it was a very common popular show that comes up on TV. I think NTA or DBN. I wasn't too sure then. Yes, people that are listening know that, yes, AJ, you're not older. Yes, I'm old like that. But anyways, Monk was a detective show about a guy who has serious OCD issues and, a lot of phobias. But he's a great detective. Like, he would find out who the killer is like that. Like, give him a maximum of 2-3 days. He will find out who the killer is. He will understand the whole situation, how it happened and everything. So it was a show I really loved, but I never got to watch the end of it. You know how stations back then, just start the show and then they can end it abruptly as they want. They don't really follow up to the last season and all. So I stumbled on it on this streaming platform. And I was like, oh my gosh, let me watch this. And it was up to like season 8. And I was like, woof, I'm going to be dedicated to it. And I was watching it, enjoying it, of course. Even my daughter used to watch it with me. And she like knows the whole intro of the song, the theme song of the of the show. She'll be singing it along when you're playing it. It's a jungle out there and all that. But guess what? Today, I watched the last episode of season 8 and it was tear-jerking. It wasn't like as if it was that emotional, but it was tear-jerking to me because that was the end of the show. That was how it ended. It was so emotional and, how he was able to solve the biggest crime that he couldn't solve for the past 12 years. That was the murder of his wife. He, solved it, found out who the killer was, and then realized that his wife had a child before she married him. She thought the child died, but the child never died. It was put up to adoption, and he went to find the girl and he became happy again. And then the show ended. I was like, wow, a beautiful show like that. It has to come to an end. It can't continue for life. Where am I going to? This episode of Date, Sex, and Love is going to be my last episode as the host, and doing it from season 1 to season 5 with how this baby grew is pretty much emotional for me. And before I came to this decision, it really hurt, but I had to take the decision to take a bow and leave. So, you're listening. Let's get into the episode before we all start crying. But before that, I really want to say a big thank you. Thank you for always listening. Thank you for always being there. Thank you for spreading the word. Thank you for taking some of my advices, because hey, it's your choice. You could decide to take it and you could decide not to. Thank you for always being there every Thursday when the episodes are released and you're listening from whatever podcast platform you listen from, especially on Jamit. Thank you. Thank you for giving me your time. All right. That being said, let's get into the episode of the day. Now, this year is pretty much an exciting year for me, to the glory of God. Now, this year, I officially entered my mid-30s. Like, I'm not in my mid-30s. Like, I am on that step. And the big 4-0 is looking at me like, hi. Although it's still far, but I can still see it like, hi. You know how those content shows will be showing how 40 or whatever age is knocking, is looking at you, peeping at you through the window as you are having the fun of your life. But anyways, yeah, this year I got into my mid-30s. And it's pretty exciting because for me, I see a lot of women, you know, a lot of women that are my age. And I can say that we millennials don't really look our age. We are glowing. We are shining. Shout out to all the millennials out there. Respect to all the Gen Zs. I'm not saying you don't look fine either. You're glowing too. But shout out to all the millennials. We actually really don't look our age. Like, I've seen a lot of people who have clocked 40 last year, this year, and they don't look like they are 40. So you got to admit, millennials are glowing. So shout out to you guys. But anyways, another milestone for me this year is that this year clocks 10 years, a decade that I've been married. Guys, a decade. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 that I've been married. Ah, unbelievable. Beautiful, but unbelievable. Like, to me, it still feels like, didn't I just get married like last year or like yesterday? Like, 10 years? Really? And, you know, I said I was telling my husband that, oh, you know, we should come here and do like a special, special episode and tell people how that 10 years has been. But, you know, he's a busy man. I'm sure he's listening and I'll be like, but yeah, he's a very busy guy. And he was like, oh, no, babe, you know, I'm quite busy. I don't know if I have time for that and all that. But if it doesn't happen, we'll definitely put out a video and we'll share it to every one of you out there. And I'm very sure you will find it interesting because I and this guy, we're such a goofball together. But anyway, let's get into today's topic. You know that popular book of He's Not Just That Into You? I wish there was a female version of She's Not Just That Into You. But anyways, yeah, that's what today's topic is going to be about. How to see and recognize the signs that the guy or the babe is not that into you, especially for those that are in the talking stage. I hear that this talking stage of a thing is pretty, pretty, pretty exhausting. I know of somebody that has told me that she's on like multiple talking stages with a lot of guys. Like, she opened her chat like, okay, this was talking stage, this one, that was the talking stage, you know. So she's just keeping her options out there, putting a lot of eggs in the basket to know which one will eventually open up to be a relationship. But yeah, I've heard that this talking stage of a thing can be very, very tiring, very, very unpredictable. You can see that the talking stage is going on fine. Yeah, everybody's, you know, all sweet and cute. You're going on dates. And then all of a sudden, phew, it's fizzled out. Like nothing. There are some that they've been on ghost mode and then they've been on resurrection mode. Like the guy or the babe will ghost them and then they will come back. And then for some reason, you feel like, oh, because before you went on ghost mode, you've advanced a bit. But when they come back, it's doing like as if you have to start all over again. So it's like you're running on a relay race. You're running. You get to a stage and they say, oh, go and start again. And you now have to go back to the starting point. So yeah, to everyone that is talking stage, shout out to you. This episode is for you. And these are the signs to quickly recognize if that guy or babe is into you, if she's interested in you. You know, it's not that she's after your money to take out to the famous Lagos restaurants, or it's not like you want to know if he's after, you know, having coitus. Coitus. If you watch Big Bang Theory or Young Sheldon, you should know what I'm saying. But anyways, if you don't know, go find out. Open your dictionary. When was the last time you opened your dictionary? Coitus. Yes, that's the word of the day. Go and find out what it means. All right. There are several signs that may indicate someone is not interested in a romantic relationship. And here are the common ones, yes, to look out for. Ladies, of course, we start with you because ladies first. So ladies, here are the common signs that that guy you're talking to is just not into you. First of all, lack of initiative. What do I mean by that? He is not imaginative at all. Like, he doesn't make plans or put in effort to spend time with you. You call him, you're like, hey, hi, how are you? How are you doing? How was your day? He doesn't say, oh, it was okay, but, you know, I'm tired. Why? Because you've been running through my mind. You all know that popular one, right? He doesn't say, oh, he misses you. He doesn't say he wants to spend time with you. He doesn't say, oh, you know what? Let's hang out this Saturday. Let's go on a date. Let's go to the park. Let's go to this fun beach. You know, let's go to this fun place I heard my colleagues talking about. Oh, I and my friends are hanging out on this particular day. Do you want to come along? He lacks that initiative. Rather, he would prefer that you are the one bringing it up. So if you notice you're talking to this guy and you're always the one bringing up the idea that you guys should hook up or you should meet up, you're always the one bringing out the initiative. Just know that he's not into you. Fine, no. He might agree. He might agree. He might say, okay, fine, no problem. Yeah, let's hang out. Yeah. But it's only when you bring it up. That is when you get to hang out. My sister. Run, oh. Run.
Why are you running?
He's not into you. Don't bother wasting your time and energy. Just end it like that. Okay. Now, the second one is minimal communication. He doesn't text you or call you regularly. And responses are brief and infrequent. Take, for example, how was your day? Fine. Have you eaten? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you okay? Sure. Are you home? Mm-hmm. Can you see how that chat is? He's not even saying, ah, my boss was this. Oh, my colleague was that. Oh, I tried, you know, this interview today and it didn't work out. He's not expressing himself. Like, he doesn't want to tell you how his day was. He's not interested to gist with you. Like, really be verbal about everything that was going on about his life or his day. Telling you, oh, this happened to me. Oh, this happened to my friend. Oh, this happened to this. Oh, I saw this on the road on my way coming home. Like, he's not ready to really get into the gist with you. And then when you are gisting with him, he's not like, really? Okay. Like, so uninterested in your conversation. Babe, if you're experiencing that right now, that's a sign he's not into you. Okay, let's get to the next one. Avoidance of emotional conversations. Okay, yeah. Yabba, 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 yab. Everybody will say, men are not into their feelings. They don't like talking about their feelings. It's a lie. I can guarantee you, it's a big lie. Guys would really open up their feelings to somebody they are truly interested in, that they are truly in love with, that they are truly looking to have a relationship with, they will open up. So if this guy doesn't want to talk about his love life, doesn't want to talk about his ex, doesn't want to talk about his past relationship, onto the name of trauma or PTSD, quote and unquote, you know, always changing the subject or becomes uncomfortable when discussing feelings or relationships, he's not into you. Don't make excuses for him that, oh, he doesn't like talking about his feelings. It's a lie. That's in a scam. Guys talk about their feelings. And the only reason why they don't want to talk about it with you is because he's not interested in you. He doesn't see a long-term relationship with you. So to him, it's like, why should I bother? You're not going to be here for so long. I'm just using you as, you know, big body. That kind of thing. So once he's avoiding topics, he's not into you. On to the next, my sister. All right. Focus on other things. Like, he doesn't focus on you. He prioritizes other things than you. He prioritizes his work than you, his hobbies than you, and other interests over spending time with you. Like you suggest, oh, let's hang out today. Ah, no, 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 sorry. I can't hang out. I'm hanging out with the boys today. Ah, no, 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 sorry. I have to get to the gym early in the morning, so I need to rest. Really? Dude? Really? So when he prioritizes other things more than you, forget it. Because men are babies when they're in love. They love attention. Let's be honest. When you really want to know if a guy is, you know, interested in you, he'll be hovering around you, always wanting to, you know, spend time with you. He's always excited to see you. But you see, when you don't see that excitement or you don't feel that excitement in him, my dear, you're sitting on a long tin. All right, next one is no introduction to friends or family. Now, this one, there's a bit of clause because I want to be in defense of some guys. Sisters out there have shown guys shaggy. So before they can introduce you to friends or family, they will really, 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 really want to be sure. Do you understand? But at the same time, if a guy is really into you, he'll be eager to introduce you to at least one or two of his friends, especially the friend that he's really close with, or one member of his family, maybe the sister or the brother, not necessarily the mom or dad, but the sister or the brother. And if he doesn't have a sibling, maybe the cousin. Because let me gist you into this, yeah? I told you that my marriage will be a decade, yeah? But I met my husband in the year 2009. That was like probably mid-2009. And the month of August 2009, his sister was getting married. I kid you not, that year, 2009, that I met him, he had asked me out though, but I told him no, I'm not interested. But still, he was, you know, so much interested in me. This guy, which is my husband now, still invited me that, hey, my sister is getting married. I want you to come for the wedding. I want you to be my guest. Like, he still invited me. He was eager to still, like, wanting to introduce me to his family members, despite the fact that he's not even yet sure if this babe will be my babe, but he was very confident that he'd be my babe and eventually became his babe, and here we are. But anyways, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, he will be eager to introduce you to one or two persons that are really close to his life. So once you realize that he's not introducing to anybody, or at the slight chance that friends or family members are around, he wants to, like, chase you away. He's not interested in you. Don't bother. Don't waste your time. All right. Next one is no physical affection. Sheesh. He doesn't initiate physical touch, like holding hands or cuddling. But this one is a close too, because there are a lot of guys that have hooked up with a lot of babes, and the babe will think, oh, yes, this guy loves me, and he's a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie. But yeah, if you also realize that they're, you know, he's not even, at least those ones, they're attracted to you physically, but this one is not even trying to touch you or, you know, being the one to initiate the kiss or initiate the, except you come over to kiss him. My sister, again, or no. All right, let's get to the last one because we still have to dive into the ones for the guys, sorry. All right, the last one is evasive or vague answers. Now, he avoids direct answers or seems uncertain when discussing the future or commitment with you because the guy knows he doesn't want to do it long term. So those questions of what are we now? It's very, guys run away, but it's a very important question. I think that's one way to know if this guy is going to be interested in you. What are we now? But girls, I think we should face it in a very better way. So that because for some reason, they hate it. But anyways, when you talk about, oh, how many kids do you want to have? You know, what kind of wedding do you want? What kind of this, that? Those intimate questions. And he's not giving direct answer to it. Just know he's not serious with you, my sister. All right? Okay, babes, that's all. You know, hold those 7 points. And, you know, evaluate those talking stage with the guys, and you know, know thyself, know what is going on, and free yourself. Be free, be free. All right, let's get into the ones for guys. Guys, how do you know if this baby is interested in you? So that you can move on to the next. All right, so let's start with point one. Lack of interest in your life. For a girl to be interested into a guy, she wants to know everything that is going on with you. And when I mean everything, to the point of which kind of soap you are using, what's the color of your shirt? What kind of shoe do you wear? What car do you like? Do you wear jewelry? Like, a babe wants to know every info about your life. So if this girl is not even interested to know, like she's not asking those intimate questions about you, she's not in you. She's not asking questions about your goals, your well-being. She's not in you. She's not interested. She doesn't even want to bother. She's just using you. That's it. Next one, no effort to connect. She doesn't initiate conversations or plans and seems unenthusiastic when you do. She's not into you. Nah. You don't know, if you tell her, oh, come on, hang out with my friends. We're going bowling this weekend. I don't know. I'm not into that kind of thing. She's not into you. Because even if she's not interested, she'll still want to hang out with you. So, she's not into you. Emotional unavailability. Ha! Yeah. A woman is very emotional. So, if she's with you and she's not showing emotions, she doesn't open up, she doesn't share her feelings, she's not talking about things that are, you know, disturbing her, things that are, you know, troubling her. She's not opening up about how she feels. Because we ladies, we want to talk. We don't need solution from you. Well, sometimes we do, but most of the time we don't need solution, but we want to just talk about our emotions, what we are feeling. And she's not doing that with you. My brother, she's not into you. Prioritizing other relationships. Guys, same points for the babes, same thing for you, for the guys. She focuses more on her friendships. When you call her on dates, she's always bringing friend. When you call her to come and chill, don't let me call that streaming platform. They are not sponsoring my show. Excuse me. She, you know, you want to call her to come and chill, she's inviting friend. You're telling her, oh, let's hang out at the beach, she's inviting friend. She's not even looking for how both of you can be alone together to spend some time. She is not into you. Yes, I'm beating my chest. She's not into you. No signs of affection. Yeah. You know women now. We want to touch. We want to cuddle, PDA. Even if maybe she's, you know, shy. She will still want to, you know, hold your hand, brush your beard, tickle you, have a feel of your skin. And she's not doing all that. Ah. She's not into you. Unclear or mixed signals. Ah, ladies are captains in this. We send conflicting messages like saying she's busy, but still finds time for other activities, you know. But yeah, sure, I want to hang out with you then last minute. Oh, sorry, I can't come again. It's raining. After you don't send money for transport. After you don't send money for cab. It's raining. Carry your kadana. Well, that's women for you. If we really want to spend time with you, we'll move mountains to come and meet you. We don't even care if it is flooding. If that place is flooding, we will move mountains to come and be with you. And she's not showing that, you know, sort of initiative. She's not showing that. Nah, she's not into you. And of course, same goes for the guys as it is for the babes. No discussion of the future. If you guys are not talking about future goals, then likely she's not seeing you as a potential of having a long-term relationship with you. She's just, you know, you're just bypass. She just sees you as bypass. That's not fair. That's not fair onto you, right? Because you deserve to be with somebody that wants to have a long-term relationship with you. So don't waste your time on her. Move on. And that's it. That's it. All signs sound similar. They do. But do remember, these signs alone don't necessarily mean someone isn't interested. Communication is key. Talk with the person. You should be in a talking stage. So talk. Talk. Ask the important questions. Ask the important, have the important discussions so that you can truly know if there is something wrong and if there is a solution to it. That is the only way you can really find out if this person is really into you. If you don't talk, if you don't communicate, if you don't express yourself properly, You'll never know. If you're unsure and consider having an open and honest conversation to clarify your intentions, sit down. Because I don't get why a lot of people go on dates. The only thing people do is snap yourself, and then you're on your phone again. Yeah, eating the food. And that's a date. Really? There's a reason why it's called a date. It's to discuss. Fine, they say don't talk while eating, but still, you gotta have conversations. That's what makes the date interesting for me. Because I don't get why I see couples go on dates at restaurants and you're not talking. So why is that a relationship? How would it ever grow to be a relationship? How will you ever understand yourself when you don't communicate? Oh well, my dears, that's all I leave for you today. Again, I want to say thank you for listening, for always listening, for always being there, for being fans of the show, fans of me. Thank you for listening to these things I say, because thank you. Why can't I stop saying thank you? But yes, thank you. And this is where I draw the curtain, take a bow, and leave you. Please always remember to love. Please always remember that you deserve and you're worthy of love. And also love yourself. Never forget that. Bye. Thank you for sticking with me all through. You can keep the conversations going on all our social media platforms using the hashtag DSL. You can also leave your comments and rate us on the Jamit platform or any podcast platform you listen from. Remember, all is fair in this game called love.